In Hebrews 12, we are given this instruction. Run. Run with perseverance the race marked out for us. To put it in a personal context for you this morning, listen to me, my brother, my sister, run with perseverance the race that the Lord has marked out for you. The church in Galatia will abandon the truth of the gospel. Paul will admonish them for that, but applaud them for this. Before the abandonment of the truth, you were running a good race. In 1 Corinthians 9, in verse 24, do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? And so then the clear and obvious instruction to the believers in Corinth for us, run. Listen, my brother, my sister, run in such a way so as to get the prize. In Philippians 3 and verse 13, I am bringing all my energies to bear on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I strain to reach the end of the race and receive the prize for which God is calling us up to heaven because of what Christ Jesus did for us. In 2 Timothy 4 and verse 6, we read these words of Paul. The time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. The Christian life presented in Scripture, it's a race. One writes this. The word race is from the Greek word from which we get the word agony. The Christian's race, your race, is not a jog, but rather a demanding and grueling and sometimes agonizing race. It takes a massive effort to finish strong, to even finish at all. The author continues, likely you noticed that many don't. There are many on the side of the trail. They may come to church, but their hearts aren't in the race. And unless something changes, at best, their best work will have been their first work, and they will finish with a whimper. At worst, they'll quit the race altogether. They won't finish at all. Listen, the day that you turned to Jesus, asked Him to be your Savior, made Him to be your Lord, gave your life to Him. Do you remember that day? Having grown up in the church, in Christianity, loving and serving Jesus was really all I ever knew. There was no life lived apart from Him. I didn't grow up in a worldly and wicked family that didn't know God, that didn't want anything to do with God. There was no radical salvation then, if you will. First of my family to turn to the Lord. There was not that story. Even for me, there was no real rebellion. No real running away from Him. Out of the house, out from under the influence of my parents, full grown and on my own. I didn't renounce Him. I didn't renounce my faith, chase after, indulge myself then in all that was contrary to Him and to my faith. So I don't remember a specific moment. I more remember many moments at an altar, in a prayer closet, repenting for a life that just wasn't measuring up, crying out to God to forgive and to cleanse and to restore. God, I'm sorry. I want to live for You. I want to please You. And I know that that in my life that doesn't. That's me living for me, God. I'm sorry for that. That's what I remember. At an altar, in a prayer closet, God, here am I. Use me. Send me. You are my Lord. You are my God. You are my King. And I want to live my life. I want to do whatever my Lord commands. I want to live my life a constant expression of worship to my God. I want to serve always and only. I want to serve. I want to do great things for my King and for His kingdom. Jesus, here am I. I'm yours. That's what I remember. At an altar, in a prayer closet, Jesus above any and everything else. Any and everything of this world. I love you. I choose to follow you. I will follow you all of my days. That's what I remember. Do you remember it for you? However it was, whatever the setting, whatever the experience, you knew that you knew that you knew that day, that moment, there was no turning back. You were following Jesus. Do you remember that? Listen now. Here's the picture, the sort of illustration, if you will, of Scripture. That was the day the race began for you. The Christian life, all things related to the Christian life. Get the picture, this picture, a race to run with perseverance. So as to win the prize, a race to finish, and even really to finish strong. Your life in Jesus, your life with Jesus, all things related to that. A race, often a demanding one, a grueling one, and sometimes even an agonizing one. A race where many end up on the side of the track. Or the trail. Their heart's not in it. Maybe they whimper across the finish line. Maybe they don't. Maybe they quit the race. Don't finish at all. Do you know them? Maybe they're in your family. Maybe they're in your circle of friends. Maybe they once sat in this room. But they don't anymore. Not here in this church, not in any church. For that, for all that, for that picture, the reality related to it, the message this morning, this pastor's heart for you, my brother, this pastor's heart for you, my sister, and even never mind that, more importantly, the Lord's heart for you. The Lord's heart for me, don't quit. Listen now, stay in the race. Stay close to Jesus. Stay faithful to Jesus. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. He is the author and finisher of your faith. After all, in Mark 12, Jesus answers the question as to the greatest commandment. The answer, love Him. Love Him with all your heart. Love Him with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Listen, love Him like that. Love Him first. Love Him most. Love Him more and love Him better. That's the greatest commandment. Make it to be the greatest thing in your life. Make it to be of greatest importance in your life. Let everything else, everything in your life, everything about your life, let it flow through and from your love for Him. Don't lose, don't forsake, don't give up that first love for Jesus. Love Him like you did at the beginning. Do you remember? You didn't have it all together. You didn't have all the right theology or doctrine. You didn't have all the answers like you think you do now. You didn't have all the opinions how church should be, how the worship should be. This is the good stuff. That's the bad stuff. How the preaching should be. All you had was a most passionate, all-consuming love for Him. Listen, love Him like that again. Always like that. As the deer longs for streams of water, so you long for Him. So you thirst for Him. One thing, think of it for a moment, the words of the psalmist. One thing, the one thing that you ask of the Lord, the one thing that you seek from Him, that you may dwell in His house, be in His presence, to gaze upon His beauty, to seek Him all the days of your life. Listen, make that the one thing again. Listen, all that to simply say this: don't quit on Jesus. Stay in the race that is running after Him. Don't let that run become a jog or a walk. Run hard after Jesus. He's the prize to be won. Run so as to win the prize. Run to win, to catch Him. Don't be content on the side of the track or the trail. Listen, truth be told, the message for you this morning, maybe not stay in the race. Maybe instead for some, maybe even many in the room, the message for you, my brother, my sister, you've got to get back in the race. I don't say it to sound rude or mean. You've been distracted too long. The one thing has become everything but Him. The hungering and thirsting of your soul has nothing to do with Him. The first love has long been forsaken, and the greatest commandment has become the least of concerns for you. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, we read this: "Now, Timothy, my son, here's my command to you. Fight well in the Lord's battles, just as the Lord told us through His prophets that you would. Cling tightly to your faith in Christ and always keep your conscience clear, doing what you know is right. For some people have disobeyed their consciences and have deliberately done what they knew was wrong. It isn't surprising that soon they lost their faith in Christ after defying God like that. Hymenaeus and Alexander are two examples of this. I had to give them over to Satan to punish them until they could learn not to bring shame to the name of Christ." Listen, be careful, my brother. Be careful, my sister. To lose sight of Jesus is to do what you know to be wrong, to live in what you know to be wrong. And that then is ultimately the first step in losing faith in Jesus, defying God and being handed over to Satan. Some of you this morning are running the Hymenaeus and Alexander race. Listen, it's time to fix your eyes on Jesus again. Time to run after Jesus again. Even may all of us this morning sense that prompting within our hearts. All of us this morning rightly respond then to that. We don't quit. No, no way, never. We're staying in the race. We're bringing all our energies to bear on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what's ahead. We run to reach the end of the race and receive the prize. Receive Him. Receive Jesus. Don't quit on Him. Stay close to Him. Faithful to Him. Keep loving Him. Keep chasing after Him. Keep your eyes fixed on Him. Listen, this is for sure the truth. You have to know this is true. We're living in the last days. Really, better to say, we're living in the last of the last days. Peter describes this about the very day in which we're living. In 2 Peter 3 and verse 3, first of all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, "Where is this coming he promised?" Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. Listen, be careful of the scoffers. Maybe even more important to say, be careful of becoming one of the scoffers. Listen, it's true. One day, very, very soon, I believe, one day, there's going to be the sound of a trumpet. One day, very, very soon, I believe, regardless, one day, those that have died in Christ are going to be raised. And then we who are alive and remain are going to be caught up to be with the Lord forever and ever. Do you understand, my brother? Do you understand, my sister? Be careful of becoming one of the scoffers, thinking, believing, living like things will always be as they've always been. It's not true. Listen, we eagerly await the day, the sound from heaven. We press on. We persevere through so as to be found ready for that day, found faithful on that day. There is never the time, but now is certainly not the time to shrink back in your walk with the Lord. Now is not the time to be distracted by the other pursuits and other loves. I'll get to Jesus later. You know it to be true, my brother and my sister. There might not be a later. There is likely to not be a later. Now is not the time to ignore Him, neglect Him. Now is the time to pursue Him like you never have before. Now is the time to chase after Him like you never have before. Now is the time to get closer to Him than you've ever been before. Do you understand? Don't give up. Don't quit. Stay in the race. According to the Lord's own words, in these last days that we're living in, there will be more and more deception. And the deception will be greater and greater. Listen, the better way to say it, the deception has become that. And it's only going to get more of that. More and more of more and more deception. And more, the greater and greater the deception. For you and for me, listen, all the more important then, the greater and greater the importance then. We don't let anything cut in on us and take us away from the truth of God's word, from a life of obedience to it and to Him. Let me say it this way. Don't quit. Stay in the race. But listen now. Make sure you're in the right race. The good race. Listen, you have to hold to this word. My brother, my sister, there's no easy way out. There's no other way to say it. You have to read this word. You have to study this word so that you can know it and live in it and obey it. Everything other than the word. You understand this morning, right? Everything other than the word. Listen to me. No matter what it is, anything. No matter how popular it is. No matter what celebrity advocates for it. What educator or expert supports it. What politician or preacher promotes it. Anything other than the word. That's the deception. Running in that, letting that cut in on you. You might be running a race, but you're not running the good race. Listen now, my brother, my sister, don't quit. Stay in the race. Stay in the good race. In Hebrews chapter 12, once more, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. There's nothing like sin that'll make you quit the race. You have to hear me this morning. You can't stay in the sin and stay in the race. Whatever that sin is, whatever that struggle, you have to throw that thing off. You hear the word of the Lord this morning, right? My brother, my sister, can I encourage you? You have to respond rightly to the word of the Lord this morning. The sin, the anger, the unforgiveness, the lust, the gossip, the backbiting, the bad talk, the bad attitude, the hatred, the jealousy, the bigotry, on and on the list would go. Listen, you know the sin because it's what the Spirit is speaking to your heart right now. Yes, that thing that He's right now brought to your attention and to your heart. That's the sin that has to be thrown off. You can't stay in that and stay in the race. I believe it. I truly do. For each of us in this room, we want to stay in the race, no matter how demanding, how grueling, and sometimes agonizing we do. We want to run. We want to run with perseverance. We want to run to finish strong. We want to run to win. We don't want to quit. We don't want to end up on the side of the track or the trail. So then, listen, my brother, listen, my sister, the sin has to be thrown off. And with it, everything else that would hinder, like doubt. Listen, don't quit the race that is your faith in God. Listen, He's still the miracle worker. He's still the all-powerful, nothing too hard, nothing impossible for Him, God. For that, don't quit. Throw off the doubt and stay in the race of faith. Here's the reality. You don't know how close you are to that finish line that would be healing for you, deliverance for you, help for you, rescue for you from your trouble. You don't know how close. Listen, you could be one prayer away from your miracle. Don't quit. Throw off the doubt. Stay in the race. You could be one moment away. You could be one day away. Today could be the day. You see, you can't quit now. You've got to persevere through the trial. You've got to endure that. You've got to stay in the race. Listen, for some of you, it's for sure the truth. You've waited. You've been waiting a long time for that miracle, for your miracle. Listen now, you've come too far to give up now. You've got to throw off that doubt that would hinder. You've got to stay in the race. God's powerful. God's all powerful. You know it to be true. Whatever it is for you then, whatever the impossibility of your life, whatever the miracle you need, listen, do you understand? God is able and God is willing. Listen, He can do it and He wants to do it. And even still more, God is faithful. Don't you know it to be true? Listen. Hasn't He always come through for you? He's the same now as then. Do you remember? You may not know how. You may not know when. But He'll do it again. He'll prove himself to be faithful again. He'll come through for you again. He'll do the miracle again. He'll supernaturally provide for you again. He'll divinely heal you again. He'll help you. He'll deliver you. He'll rescue you again. In Hebrews 10, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. In Jeremiah, then the Lord said to me, you've seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it, to make sure that my word is fulfilled, that every word comes true. Listen, he is your all-powerful, almighty, nothing too hard, nothing impossible for him, God. He is the God who can. Whatever you need him to do, he can. He's willing and he's faithful to prove his word true in your life. Throw off the doubt. Don't quit the race. Continue to pray. Continue to ask, to seek and to knock. Continue to believe God for the miracle, for the restoration of relationship, for the provision to meet the need, for the salvation of the family member or friend. In Scripture, we read the story of Joseph. He was betrayed by his brothers, falsely accused and imprisoned by Potiphar and his wife, forgotten in a dungeon cell by everyone. And yet, despite it all, Joseph threw off the doubt brought on by it all. He didn't quit. He stayed in the race. Listen, how God gets you to where he wants you to be isn't necessarily going to be how you would get you to where he wants you to be. If you're going to stay in the race, you're going to have to throw off the doubt and trust him, his plan, his sovereignty. We read of Job, who lost everything, tormented by the devil like no one has been before or since. And yet, despite the unexplainable misery he found himself in, Job threw off the doubt. In Job 13 and verse 15, though he slay me, yet I will trust him. Listen, in the suffering that includes God's silence. Are you there, my brother? Are you there, my sister? In the suffering that includes God's silence. One author describes it this way: when God sits on his hands. In the suffering, when God could be extending his hand of power and healing and deliverance to you, salvation for you, in the suffering that is that, God chooses to sit on his hands. Listen, if you're going to stay in the race, you're going to have to throw off the doubt and trust him, his goodness, his care. I like the way that one puts it: when the news is bad, God is still good. Do you hear, my brother? Do you hear, my sister? Listen, when the suffering includes God's silence, God's still good. In his care over you, unmatchable. We read of Peter, he'll promise to die with Jesus, only then to deny him, in fact, three times. Jesus will have to meet with Peter and do a real healing work in him. That's what happens in John 21. In the end, despite his failure, his shame, his regret, can you imagine it? One of the gospel writers indicates that when the rooster had crowed and it was all finished, and Peter had denied the Lord just like the Lord said he would, Jesus is at a place in the courtyard where Peter can see him and Jesus see Peter. And the gospel writer tells us that in that moment, Jesus looked at Peter. And Peter saw Jesus looking at him. Can you imagine the shame, the regret, the condemnation of that moment? That failure? Jesus, I'm going to die for you. And before the rooster has crowed, three times Peter said, I don't know the man. Even calling down curses from heaven, let God curse me if I'm not telling you the truth. I don't know the man. And Jesus looks at Peter. Truth be told, you know that moment. Because you know that kind of shame. You know that kind of regret. Where you knew what Jesus had called you to do. You knew what Jesus wanted you to do. And you messed it all up. This is the truth. Peter throws off the doubt. He'll not quit. He'll stay in the race. For you and for me, it's just the truth. We're going to fall. We're going to fail. We're going to mess things up a lot. If you're going to stay in the race, you're going to have to throw off the doubt and trust Him. His grace and His mercy. His restoring and His redeeming power. You have to throw off the distractions. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, do your best to come to me quickly, for Demas, because he loved the world, has deserted me. Listen, there's nothing like this world to distract you. Turn your attention from the race that you're to be running. You're going to have to throw it off. My brother, my sister, listen to me. Don't desert because of worldly distractions. Don't desert the things of God. Don't desert the pursuit of God. Don't desert this, the family of God, this gathering time. Don't desert the work of God. Don't quit the race in doing what God has called you to do, fulfilling His plans for you. Listen, you prayed that for me. A 2022 Barna Group study found that nearly half of all ministers were actively considering leaving full-time ministry. Listen, the race that is the work of God, often it's rather demanding, grueling, and sometimes even agonizing. Nearly one in two. Do you understand? Take however many ministers you know, and the statistic says half of them. Take them all, cut it right down the middle. One half is in, the other half is actively looking for a way out. Actively planning their desertion. Distracted by the world, maybe. Looking for something better, something easier. Distracted just by the burden of ministry, maybe. No matter the distraction, about to quit the race that is God's plan for them, God's calling on them, God's work for them. And I pray it for you. Some of you this morning, you know it to be true. God has spoken to you. God has revealed some things to you. God has called you. God has laid on your heart a passion, a desire. You come alive helping the widow, the orphan, feeding the poor, encouraging the downtrodden. God has burdened you with a passion to help, to serve His church, to preach the Word, to teach the Word. God has burdened you with a passion for the young, for the youth, for the elderly, for the sick, for the hospitalized, for the institutionalized. God has spoken to you a plan and purpose that He has for you. You came alive, you know you did, when you heard that, when you realized that. You're not just out there floundering your way through life. God Himself knows you. God Himself has called you. God Himself has a plan for you, something laid out for you. wanting to use you. You found answers. You found value in that divine purpose. Listen now. Don't give up on that. When God spoke to you, when God called you, when God laid that on your heart, when God opened that door for you, He set you on the track, as it were. Listen now, don't quit. Throw off the distractions of life since then, of even well-meaning family and friends who would tell you, you can't do that. That's not what you do. You've never done that before, though. I'm not sure that's the right thing for you, the safe thing for you, the easy thing for you. Throw off all the distractions of all other things. Throw off all the distractions of this world. Stay in that race. Continue to run with perseverance that race that He's marked out for you. In Ephesians chapter 2, listen, as I personalize it for you, hear the word of the Lord this morning, my brother. My sister, you are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for you to do. Don't desert that. Don't quit on that. Stay in the race that is that race, the good works that God has prepared for you, very specifically for you, because you are His workmanship. Don't quit. In anything, in everything related to Jesus and your life in Him and with Him, keep your eyes fixed on Him. Throw off the sin. Throw off the doubt, the distractions. Throw off any and everything that would hinder and entangle you. Stay in the race. Run. My brother, my sister, run. Run with perseverance. Run to finish strong. One author says this, Jesus, His best work was His final work. And His strongest step was His last step. Let it be the same for you, my brother. Let it be the same for you, my sister. Let us not finish with a whimper, but rather a roar. Run to win. Run in such a way so as to get the prize. Can I leave you with that? That reminder, that motivation. Don't quit. Stay in the race. Finish the race. Because at the finish line, there is waiting for you the victor's crown, the crown of righteousness that the Lord, the righteous judge, will reward you on that day. One author writes, heaven was not foreign to Jesus. He knew heaven before He came to earth. He knew what awaited Him upon His return. And knowing what awaited Him in heaven enabled Him to bear the shame on earth. I understand where Jesus found His strength. He lifted His eyes beyond the horizon and He saw the table. He focused on the feast. He saw what gave Him strength to finish and finish strong. Such a moment awaits you, my brother, my sister, awaits us. We'll take our place at the table. In an hour that has no end, we will rest. Surrounded by saints and engulfed by Jesus Himself, the work will indeed be finished. We will be seated and Christ will christen the meal with these words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Listen now. And in that moment, the race will have been worth it all. My brother, my sister, don't quit. Stay in the race. You will discover in the end, no matter how demanding, no matter how grueling, sometimes even agonizing, you will discover in the end, it will prove to have been worth it all. Father, would you help us today as we hear your heart for us, that we not quit. Maybe that first, for some, we get back in the race. And for all, that we stay in the race. Would you have just a moment to respond to the word of the Lord? Would you set your heart on Him this morning? Just for a few minutes, we linger in His presence. Let the Spirit of the Lord speak to you this morning. Let Him prompt you as to how to best respond. With heads bowed and eyes closed in this room, would you let me pray for you this morning? very vulnerable moment, a very vulnerable thing to do. As your pastor, I just want to pray for you. If you find yourself on the side of the track, side of the trail, maybe you find yourself here this morning and maybe you've already quit the race. You sit here this morning and you recognize, maybe I haven't, but I'm sure feeling I'm about to. Maybe you've quit the race on Jesus. Your heart's not in it. You're just not chasing Him. Come on now, there's nobody worthy like Jesus. He's worthy of it all. Your heart ought not be captivated by other things. But you recognize this morning, you're not in that race chasing after Him. You're chasing after stuff. You're chasing after things. You're chasing after advancement. You're chasing after whatever it is. It doesn't matter. Anything but Him is the wrong thing to be running after. Maybe this morning you've quit the race of faith. You don't even pray anymore for that miracle. You don't even pray anymore for God to heal you, God to help you, God to touch you. You don't even pray anymore for that relationship. You've given up on it. You've declared it dead. You've quit the race of faith. Maybe you sense a prompting this morning, Jesus calling you, let's run again. Let's believe again. Let's pray again. Let's ask God again. Maybe this morning you've been distracted. You've deserted. My brother, my sister, have you deserted the work of God? Don't you remember when He called you? Don't you remember when He laid that on your heart? Don't you remember how that so excited and energized you? Maybe there's been some failure since then. Maybe there's been a duration of time since then. Maybe there's been a lot of questions and doubts since then. But you hear it today. I know you do. The voice of the Lord prompting you. Let's run again. Let's get back in the race to do what God's called you to do, what He's planned and purposed for you. Very vulnerable, I know. But come on now, I'm your pastor. I'm supposed to pray for you. If not for this, then what? Let me pray for you this morning. Heads bowed and eyes are closed, nobody looking around, just me. Would you lift your hand if that's you? Pastor, I need to get back in the race. I need to stay in the race. Would you just lift your hand? Thank you. You can put your hands right back down. You don't have to keep them up. Lift your hand just for a moment. Put it right back down. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Just for a moment. Just for a moment. I know it's very vulnerable. Let your pastor pray for you. Just before we go. Father, I pray. In the name of Jesus. Lord, for every hand that was lifted. And even mine as well. Lord, to respond to you this morning, we hear the word of the Lord. We hear the invitation to run again. We want to run again. With perseverance, we want to run to win, to finish strong, to get the prize. And so for each one that lifted their hand, you know them. You know them. Listen, my brother, my sister, I want you to know this morning that Jesus, He sits at the right hand of the Father, and in this moment, He speaks your name in intercession. He asks the Father, Father, help my brother. Help my sister to run again. I want you to know I'm praying for you right now. I'm asking God to do a supernatural work in you, to help you, to strengthen you, to enable you to run again. To run again, my brother, my sister. But I think it's important for you to hear as well. Jesus, He intercedes for you. He speaks your name. Father, help him to run again. Jesus, help us all to run again. Help us to run with perseverance and run to win, run to finish strong, run for the prize. Come on, church, would you pray for just a minute? Would you pray for new life? Lord, help us to run again. Come on, help us to run again. Help us to finish strong as a church. Help it to be, Lord, that our best work is our last work. That truly it can be said of new life, our best days are yet ahead of us, because we're going to run with perseverance. We're going to run to finish strong. We're going to run to win. We're not going to be distracted. We're not going to be held back by doubt. We're going to run. We're going to run after Jesus in this place. We're going to experience the power of God, because we're not going to be entangled or hindered, not by sin nor by the doubt. We're going to see signs and wonders accompany the preaching of the word here in this place. We're going to experience the shaking, as in Pentecost kind of shaking, happen here in this room. Because we're running after you. We're running hard after Jesus. We commit ourselves to that, Lord, we do. I pray it for me. You know I do. And I pray it for each one in this room. Help us to run. Help us to stay in the race. In Jesus' name, would you stand to your feet? Would you lift your hands this morning as I pray the blessing of the Lord over you? I'm the authority of God's word, under shepherd of the great shepherd and high priest of this assembly. I declare it over you, God's word. It must be so. This is blessing on your life today and throughout this week. Listen now. The Lord bless you. Oh, my brother, my sister, listen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you. Don't you know that's good? The Lord turn to you, give you strength to run, and give to you His peace in Jesus' name. Would you receive that? Would you say amen? Amen and amen. God bless you this morning.